This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Patriots, according to Schefter, telling IU, it's not you, it's us.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And we have Rich Eisen Show exclusive sound of Brandon Ayuk's response to that.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?
Today's guests, host of Roku's Honest Renovations, Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis, NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live on the Roku channel, as we are every day between 12 to 3 Eastern time. Starting Monday, it's called the Roku Sports Channel. We've been here so long, they're rebranding. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how long we've been around these parts. These streets of El Segundo, California, live on the Roku channel. We're streaming. For those listening on Sirius XM, Odyssey, and TuneIn, or this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, for those who are listening on our podcast, which is your right to listen to us whenever you want, every single day. And we appreciate you listening to this show via podcast. All 3 hours would be great. For those who are listening, I'm wearing an awesome blue shirt, dark blue, navy blue, kind of matches a part of the color scheme of the program. Feeling good about myself. And it's linen, which normally is tough for me to pull off. That's how good I'm feeling about myself these days. Football season's around the corner. They're rebranding the channel, the Roku Sports Channel. There is going to be a Rich Eisen Show channel, Fast Channel also. Listen, all I'm saying is there may be an eye in Rich Eisen, and it's a team player, and I'm wearing a great shirt, and that's the way I'm starting today's program. Why are you shaking your head, Chris? Because Jessica Alba's in our green room. She already said she likes your golf shirt.
I know, which makes me very happy.
So why are you shaking your head? You're wearing a great shirt,
I'm saying it's just
that's confirmed by one of our guests.
It's 2 days now you've started the show talking about your shirt. So
No.
Not getting enough compliments at home? What's happening?
I'm living by myself right now. Susie's on the East Coast.
Okay.
I'm a lonely man.
I understand.
At any rate,
hey, great to see you.
Good to see you too. Hey. Jason Feller's here today.
Hey, damn right it's me.
Wow.
Guess I'm feeling good too.
I think you should use that drop every time I say hello.
When did you decide you were going to do that? Was it yesterday when you heard us talking about it, or
I saw it on the email? I'm like, oh, I'm using that. How's that airplane? Like,
so every single time I introduce you. Do you want to try to get Jason Feller's here, everybody?
Hey. Damn right it's me.
Very good. I like it.
Attaboy.
TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Great, man. You know, I'm still riding the high of saving children, and I'm wearing a Sade shirt today, and I feel great.
Okay, we're going to have to get that story out today. That you're
it's nuts.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gave me the Reader's Digest version when we were walking in yesterday. It's crazy.
Okay. So that'll be later on in the program.
I'm just saying, Rich, I went out there. I saved a life. I feel great, man. I'm on a high right now.
Gold star.
At any rate, we are, as always, all over the pop culture / sports map. On this program, Christian Watson of the Green Bay Packers is slated to zoom in hour 3. It was just yesterday that he was freaking everybody out down on the ground. And a guy who has been trying to stay as healthy as possible, because when he's healthy, he's like modern day Chris Carter. All he does is score touchdowns, right?
Factual.
And so he's slated to be on this program. Trust me. When I heard he got, you know, dinged up in practice yesterday, I'm like, well, that's it for him showing up.
Yep.
Oh, no.
But as of this moment, he's going to zoom into the show in hour number 3.
That's a trooper, right?
Correct. Mike Garofolo is on this program in hour 2. He had a great moment on live NFL Network television from 49ers camp yesterday. Ryan Williams, the agent of Brandon Ayuk, was behind him in the background. And as he was talking about how no new news was happening, and he cited the source of the guy who's in the background.
Did he know Ryan was behind him?
Dude, you have to see this video. It is fantastic. He did. Yeah, he's like, okay.
He's like, he's right
there. That guy just told me nothing's happening.
We need Ryan to call in.
No, Ryan didn't want to show up. You know, and Ian Rappaport was somewhere else screaming through the screen saying, can you hear me, Ryan? Come over. It was really great.
It was funny. It was very funny.
So Mike's going to join us in an hour or two, and who knows, we'll be behind him when he's zooming in.
Not on the golf course this time.
I don't believe so.
Because, you know, when you weren't here.
Yeah, I know, he did that. Talk about how Aiyuk was it about Aiyuk?
Requested a trade,
yeah. Okay.
He broke that.
Yeah.
On the well, I'm here. He's there. Yeah. You're where you are.
And Jessica Alba's in the green.
She is with Lizzie Mathis.
We're wearing great shirts.
The co-host of Honest Reservation. I knew I was here. Honest Renovations. We're all about dishonest renovations here in this program.
I honestly have some honest hand wipes over here on the desk, just randomly.
We're just because you're an honest man. And you use honest products.
I'm not saying I didn't just buy them.
Do you want to be a crowdsourcer for Jessica? how you like?
Look, you know, if it deals with me going out literally just to the people, I'll do it.
Is TJ going to ask how he likes his wipes? My goodness gracious. Honest Renovations. It's season 2 of the Roku original series, and it's available for streaming later on this month, August 23rd, right here on the Roku channel. You can watch season 1 right here on the Roku channel. And Jessica and Lizzie are in our green room. They're going to come out. They have some thoughts on the Olympics as well. And I can only imagine if this conversation does happen on live Rich Eisen show Roku channel stream and radio stations, it'll be of interest to you.
I'd say so.
So that's coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. 844-204-RICH, number to dial today on the program. Brandon Aiyuk is still a San Francisco 49er as we're talking right now. Yesterday I did my power rankings of quarterbacks you want to have with a game on the line. I got some pushback.
Yeah, a little disrespectful.
I got some pushback. Out. You know, it's all
I got some pushback. I saw Seahawk fans saying, you know, Geno had 5 game-winning drives last year, and I left him off the list entirely. Mm-hmm. Dak, you know, okay. Dak stands.
I was waiting.
Jumped in on me.
You know.
Tua stands, and we know the Tua stands because I'm one of them, usually.
You definitely are.
Yeah,
you
I just didn't include him in the list.
You left out your son, too. Both your sons got
Baker,
left out.
Baker Mayfield.
And Brock Purdy.
The killer beast.
Brock Purdy. Yeah. That said, I put Josh Allen, too.
Yeah, totally fine with that.
Don't you think?
Yeah, Josh Allen's amazing.
But everybody thinks he's going to be less than this year because Stephon Diggs is gone.
Yeah.
And you know who doesn't think that? I think Josh Allen doesn't think that. This soundbite clanked around a little bit. Yesterday asked, does he miss Stephon Diggs? Sounds like a loaded question.
Sure.
Do you miss him? Because if he says yes...
Then why'd they get rid of him?
You don't like, no, it's
you don't like
what about the guys?
Yeah. Right. You don't like Khalil Shakur? What? Yeah, Keon Coleman?
Not doing it for you?
Right. No. Right. They're not floating your boat?
Kincaid?
Curtis?
That's the way it works.
Dalton Knox?
Yeah.
It's kind of a loaded question.
Right.
Plus, the sense of it is you know, when they were playing together over the last year, if not two, he wasn't going to miss him if he's gone. So, what an interesting question to pose to Josh Allen, and here's his answer.
I think Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. Miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. You can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And,
as they say in Family Feud.
Good answer.
Show me I don't miss him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, of course, so many folks that I know of think he's going to miss him, and the Bills are going to miss the mark finally of winning their division. and it's Miami's world, and we'll see what the Jets can do, with all due respect to New England.
We're not in it.
So
that division is sneaky up for grabs.
This is what Allen had to say about the different vibe around the facility as they're getting set for first preseason action, in which he's going to take part, correct? He's going to play.
He's playing Saturday against the Bears.
How about that?
The Bears.
So Caleb and Josh Allen taking snaps in the same game in preseason. I would say that'll be some interesting first quarter viewership on NFL Network Saturday, for sure.
Without question.
This is what Allen had to say about the vibe.
The guys that we have in this locker room, very tough, you know, smart and tough. And I applaud Bean for bringing in the guys in this room that we have, because guys go out there and we compete and we work hard. But at the end of the day, we're hanging out in the dorms. We're playing video games. We're playing board games. Guys are going out to eat with each other. Guys are getting along, and it really is a family-like atmosphere right now. And I know we've said that in the past, but I think there's a different vibe at this point with this team, and I think that's a really good thing.
Let me ask you this question. Let's crowdsource in the room. Division winners last year with a good shot to repeat this year in the general sense. Baltimore Ravens, yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Kansas City Chiefs, yay or nay?
Big yay.
Yeah.
Houston Texans, yay or nay?
I mean,
good shot to repeat this year.
Good shot, yes.
They have a good shot.
Okay. A lock, no.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers.
Very good.
How's McCaffrey's calf?
Yeah. Very good
to repeat
shot.
This year. You're giving him a shot?
Yeah.
Good shot?
Yeah, good
really
shot.
Good shot?
Good shot.
Give him a shot.
Good shot.
Travolta, give him the shot.
Good shot.
How about this one? Detroit Lions to repeat.
I mean, they have a shot.
Okay, good shot. You know. A lot of people are saying good shot.
Good shot.
Dallas Cowboys, good shot.
I mean, that's a given.
Good Eagles shot. Eagles might threaten them, right?
Good shot.
Right.
Giants.
Please.
Oh,
how about
I was so disrespectful. So
No.
That was a big
get my so drift. Are you getting my drift? Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, good shot.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, the odds say.
Dude, you are. What are the odds saying? What are the odds saying? Am I misreading this? Am I not reading this right?
Wait, am I reading this correctly?
You think that the Bills don't have a good shot? Right?
I think a lot of people think that they are absolutely not winning the division this year.
The Bills and the Jets have the same odds.
What does that tell you?
I mean,
and the Dolphins are worse or better?
The Dolphins have worse odds than the Bills.
That's crazy talk.
Well, so aren't the Bills favored then?
I mean, that is crazy talk.
Do you think Miami should be the favorites?
I don't know, man. I think the Bills are going to be better than what people think. And you heard right here from Josh Allen going in, okay, that they feel a different vibe and that the whole business of Stephon Diggs.
Well, they got the angry guy out of the building.
Clearly is what the sense of it is.
I mean,
there.
I heard that from Josh and I thought, okay, these guys were not really close friends. And they didn't hang out, and they didn't really vibe.
And if McDermott can just pull down a little bit, you know, on the intensity front, from what you hear.
I think people are kind of sleeping on Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying, too.
James Cook is ready for a massive breakout.
But you're saying...
Well, they have the same odds as the Jets.
But I don't know. I didn't think I'd stumble into the Dolphins are getting disrespected. Dude. Good luck trying to keep up with that track meet. Good luck.
Well, except when it's cold.
Well, that's what they have to do is win enough games or show up and show out and hope that when it is cold, it's not, you know, Fortress of Solitude types cold, you know.
I mean, meanwhile,
I keep going the
Aquaman.
What the moon, the moon of Endor or whatever it is, or Hoth, the ice planet of Hoth. Listen, I guess my general sense is that I'm a lot higher on the Bills than what people I would think other people are thinking. But you're telling me
I think it's a pretty wide open division aside from New England. I mean, I think you can make a case for any of those three teams, Dolphins, Jets, Bills,
right,
come out of there. A lot of it depends on Aaron Rodgers' health.
If
Tua's health, even though he played a full year last year.
If you had people rank the teams in terms of confidence level of repeating as division champs. Chiefs would lead it. Okay, right? Niners would be up there. Lions might even be bigger than the Lions. You'd throw the Ravens in there with all due respect to everyone else.
Ravens and Bengals basically have the same odds.
Okay.
No love for the Browns.
And then you'd have the Bills.
Eagles are a pretty big favorite over the Cowboys right now.
Preseason football begins tonight.
Can't wait. Let's go.
Tonight. That's what's up.
That's what is up.
17-0.
Okay, so Mike Garafolo is going to be joining. I don't know what camp he's in right now. I should know that.
Those guys are everywhere. Every year they're somewhere different. I love it.
I know they're in a
lift. It's been really fun to watch.
They're all over the place. It's great.
I've been watching the Insiders every night. It's been great.
Oh, great. Look at you.
Yeah.
These guys aren't checking bags either, are they? They're going around so much. It's got to be carry-on.
Tom is mailing his dirty laundry home to his house.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He sent Chris and I a picture the other day.
It's great. It's great.
I don't know if I really want to know what he's mailing.
Dirty drawers, Rich.
Last year, his wife thought it might have been a surprise package for her. Yeah. And he's like, what do you mean? My name's on it.
And she opened it,
and it smelled.
Yeah. It was,
oh, my God.
It's dirty underwear. And I tried to tell him that he should just wash it in the hotel sink.
That's for an episode of Dishonest. Honest renovation.
100%.
Yeah, just put a shirt on.
Rich, you've never mailed laundry home to Susie?
No, I've never done that.
She would throw it in the trash.
No, what I would do is I would have the hotel wash it and put it on the NFL Underhills tab.
Of course.
That's what I would do.
Now we're talking.
Tried to tell Tom.
Are you
that,
kidding
Rich?
Me? I would make sure I'd probably go to a more expensive hotel and say $550 for a pair of socks and put that on the NFL Underhills tab. You kidding me?
Rich, he's mailing home dirty.
I don't
clothes.
Understand why you would
hotel
do that.
Dry cleaning is so expensive.
All right, guys, listen. We've got two guests of note sitting in our green room. Let's bring them out.
We hope they're still there.
No doubt. They are running for the hill. Season 2 of the Roku original series, Honest Renovations, available for streaming later on this month, August 23rd. Jessica Alba, Lizzie Mathis, live when we come back right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details.
Back here on the Roku Channel, radio audience will rejoin us in a moment. First of a couple times, I say hello to those who are going to bring you the Roku Original Series Season 2, Honest Renovations, available on August 23rd. Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis are here on The Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, that's an applause line. Hey, applause line.
Whoa, come on, guys.
How are you guys doing? That's a roof raiser. Good to see you. Good to see you guys. All right, let's take a look at a clip of what you guys are up to in Season 2, making sure that parents and kids are in much better places than you found them. Check it out.
Open the door.
Can we come in?
Hi.
Come on in.
Hi,
Lizzie.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
Having Jessica and Lizzie come kind of remodel it, help us organize, is thrilling.
Ooh, that was good.
The fact that they're both mothers is so amazing because they know what a family needs to be successful in every aspect of our lives.
Who wants to sit in between me and Jessica?
I do.
You do? Everybody? Oh, let's get everybody.
Oh my goodness gracious. Wow.
There's a lot of kids. Yeah.
Because, so we went into straight mom mode. We were like, no, all the kids.
We walked
here.
In triplets, the same age. Oh, well, obviously triplets, same age. Yeah. Yeah. And then a bonus baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a lot. They were what?
A lot.
Not even five?
They were under five, I think. All of them under five.
Well, we found out how many kids it takes to open a door.
Exactly.
We found that out.
No, imagine being on the other side of it, though.
That's
the fun part.
Right. We felt for those
any
parents.
Any day now.
So that's back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We just saw a clip of Honest Renovation Season 2, a Roku original series available for streaming on August 23rd on the Roku channel. Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis are here on the show. A little Roku-palooza right here on the Roku channel. Where did you guys first meet? When did you guys first meet?
After we first met.
Yes.
So we first met at Mommy and Me class at your house.
No, you. You.
Me
she's talking
and
about
you.
Rich and
us
Jessica.
Two.
Right, correct.
And then after that,
right.
I met Lizzie at preschool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we similarly had a different level of Mommy and Me class, which included wine and hanging out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, it was random. You would have thought we were friends before, right?
No,
before
sure. Kids. Yeah. I just didn't know that Mommy and Me classes could involve wine.
Why not?
No, we didn't. We weren't in a Mommy and Me class. No, Jess and I met at
called
preschool.
It Mommy and Me.
But we, honestly, what was so funny is that we weren't really into a lot of mom friends at the time.
Okay.
You
and so
make me sound
when
awful.
We,
that was you. You
no,
don't like
you
a lot of people.
You weren't either.
I'm a very
you
nice
either.
Person.
No, she really is not. She does not, like, care at all. So
that
we just both
true.
Came into it with this idea. I don't know. Yeah. We just connected. I don't know. It was like our kids brought us together. Our
she
kids were really
She was shady.
Close.
She lied about her age. She
I
lied
did.
About her name.
I didn't know her.
She was, like, treating me like a stranger.
She
I
was
we,
a stranger.
I thought we were best friends.
We were not.
Like, let's have daytime drinking.
No.
Like, let's talk about
I was
our
skeptical
husbands.
The entire time.
And she was like, I thought I had a BFF.
I'm from Detroit. I'm skeptical about everybody.
I was like, are you kidding?
I was like, everyone's out to get me. Absolutely
sure.
not. So for her, when I first met her, I was like, why is she being so nice? Like,
literally,
what does she want from me?
Literally.
Yeah. So I lied to her about everything.
Nope. It was rude.
Did
yeah.
a, that,
I
so we did find dishonest renovations.
Yes, exactly.
We finally found it.
Yes. Our honesty came out of the friendship of dishonesty.
And then during, no. It, well, sort of.
Yes.
On her. But our kids loved each other. Okay. Our kids brought us together. Mm-hmm. Our daughters were three in preschool together. My second child, her oldest.
Right.
Yes.
And then we had our sons at the same time.
That was fun.
But she's like a supermodel. So she's like skinny and tall and gorgeous her whole pregnancy. There's two of me.
Yes.
No.
I double
wrong.
In size.
Oh, okay. That is so
and
wrong.
So I'm waddling about and she's still,
you know what? Now you're being negative.
Model.
You're being negative. You're not talking about the nice part of having a best friend during
it
a pregnancy
nice.
At the same time.
Although
that's
I couldn't
awesome.
Relate to being tall
you could
and
totally
skinny
relate.
And gorgeous.
Right.
You could relate.
Well,
we feel so bad for you.
Here's how I can relate. That that when you have kids, that's how you meet other people.
Yes.
Is through the kids.
It's true.
And you can only hope that when you are in a situation with those people, and I don't mean it to say those people, but other, you know, human adults mm-hmm. that you're meeting through your kids, that they are
likable.
I'm
yes.
surprised.
That you can actually have a conversation
yeah.
and
out,
don't mind hanging
true.
With them.
Chill, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I
that.
Think is rare.
It's
I
rare.
Do think it is rare. So
it
when you
rare.
Do meet your people, even though we met through kids, I think that we instantly were like, hey, you're my person. Like, I
yeah,
see
sure.
so much of you.
There
in
was
me.
A lot of sisterly comfort.
Yeah.
We've, since then.
Yes. You've evolved?
We've evolved.
Okay.
We've become honest with each other.
I'll be honest.
Now
in the first few minutes
knows.
Of this conversation, I wouldn't call this evolved.
No,
I'd call
no,
this
no.
devolved. To be straight up with
we
you.
We definitely
we
evolved.
Love each other. We fight. We cry.
We trust each other now.
Oh,
most
we
importantly.
Spoon, we share. We're just like.
She sleeps totally different. I hate
I
it.
Eat off her plate.
Yeah, these are things. Unless she has a cold.
Well, season two is going to be lit. Fantastic. So where did you come up with the idea for Honest Renovations? Where did that one come from?
Well, during the pandemic.
That's right. We did a lot.
We
spent were keeping
a lot of
ourselves
time
busy.
Together.
We basically holed up together.
I think it's a reason why we're both still married.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we had to leave the house and spend time with each other. Mm-hmm. So then we can go back to our husbands.
Well, we became each other's work wives. Like, we were like, we need to do something. And
or
so
else we will.
To get out of the house.
Like, but it was fun, though. We created like a little shabby, like little production company and started doing a lot of content together.
And we renovated many things together.
Many things, including her parents',
house.
Took 2 years.
It did. It took 2 years. It was a long time.
It was way too long.
So combining just the idea of being a mom and having an eye for
content, and we just wanted to
decorating
create.
Decorating and
renovating.
Yeah,
we just created together. And we also
Let's answer his question.
Sorry, we have 3 kids each.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our houses, because of our kids' ages, are both of our houses.
We're bringing it full circle for you.
No, we are.
Yeah.
Our house didn't always optimized for our kids and their growth.
I think anyone who has children knows that your home is going to change or needs to change as your kids change,
100%.
Right?
Very much.
As more kids come into the picture, as kids get older, mm-hmm. as your needs of the kids change from play spaces to now homework spaces to now place, whatever it is, right?
Heck yeah.
So I think that with us having 3 kids each, we knew that there was a lack in what was on TV. There were a lot of families who needed just a little bit of touch, like mm-hmm. a little bit of help, mm-hmm. who are a little lost, mm-hmm. and we were like, why not? Let's see where we can kind of make this show and where
take
it can live
our experiences and apply them and help other families if possible.
Okay.
And Roku was a great home for it. Yeah. They were right on board.
Yeah, that's why now we're in season 2 coming up.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Right. All right. So before you guys came out here, I've got Jessica Alba, Lizzie Mathis here. Again, Honest Renovation season 2 is coming up August 23rd right here on the Roku channel. You had a question about the Olympics.
I've been watching.
How much Olympics have you taken in?
Pretty much as I can. Like every time I'm near a television, I watch whatever.
It's cool.
Whatever's
it
on. Because it's awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome to see people so disciplined and they're spending their whole lives getting better and striving for excellence.
Yes.
And for this moment, this one moment that we get the privilege of watching. So then, I just have so much respect. But I did have a question.
I had
a question because there's a lot of male energy here.
Yeah. You picked up on that, huh?
You would think, huh?
Okay.
And so I was just like,
what's your question, Jessica
Alba?
What
do you guys think about the beach volleyball thing?
Well, by the
specifically,
thing.
Specifically, what do you mean?
Thing, are you talking about the competition? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you talking about the brilliant idea of placing the beach volleyball arena in front of the Eiffel Tower? What a breathtaking view.
Wow.
Is that the breathtaking view of which you're referring?
And
Jessica.
Also the clothing preferences or choices.
We may have picked up on it.
What she's saying is, why are the men clothed so much and the women are so half-naked?
I would actually argue the men are wearing less clothes.
Is that what? Right?
How would you argue that?
Well, they're not wearing a top.
Some men are topless. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
But their shorts are longer?
That's not true. I haven't seen men topless.
Okay.
Maybe I haven't seen enough.
You're wrong, Chris.
They literally have on.
I've seen tank tops.
Yes, or tank tops.
Okay, tanks are good.
And they always have like bigger shorts, right? Shouldn't they have on like really tiny, small shorts?
Why don't they have little Brazilian bottoms?
If it's an aerodynamics thing... If it's an aerodynamics thing where the women are in such tight, small pieces because they can move easily,
wouldn't it be
the same for the men? Because in swimming, the men are in the tiniest.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And I always thought that was sexist,
underwear.
To be honest with you. Yeah.
So we're asking.
Something. I think the men could be more aerodynamic.
I'm just saying. I think you have a point, Jess.
They are.
I think we can optimize for... sport for men.
Yes,
a little
better.
Bit.
Yes, yeah. The men are, how do we say this,
at a
hairless in swimming. They're completely hairless because I'd imagine you know,
even the drag of the hair.
Yeah, right.
But I do that can feel cost like you, but
that's the difference between silver and gold.
Are you suggesting that the volleyball players are hairy?
I'm suggesting nothing.
Okay.
Except the fact that I don't believe men's volleyball on the beach side, the banana hammock look might be dangerous if they're diving for something on the sand, is what I'm saying.
You know
what
I mean? Like the little, like, yeah, you know, those boxer brief vibe?
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. And pair of these can make them and it'll be great. We'll be done. It'll be a whole family affair.
You must know somebody that must know somebody. You might know somebody who can call someone up in the International Olympic Committee to say, what's up with this?
Oh, that's true. Actually.
You might be able to get them. Because right now, we have no problem with beach volleyball. Right now.
None at all.
Like, we think it should stay as competitive as it is.
I know nothing about the, honestly, I know nothing about the rules. But I do wonder if the women chose to wear different clothing options if they could.
We did notice.
They can. According to the CBC, women are not required to play beach volleyball in bikinis. They do so because it prevents sand from getting trapped in the uniform and distracting them while playing.
Interesting. So why wouldn't it be the same for men?
Great question.
Men like being distracted.
Maybe they don't mind a little sand in the places. Okay, got
good
it.
Good it. Answer.
Good answer. Yeah, yeah. Good We're answer. Rolling with that one.
Who's right. the CBC?
The Canadian Broadcasting.
Oh, you're going
what, Canada?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to the Canadian Broadcasting Company
your sources are awesome here, guys.
Hey, listen.
This is really fact checking. Thank you.
Lizzie, it's called the internet.
They got it. Got
you know what I mean?
Wikipedia,
Team Canada is just beat the U.S. in beach volleyball.
Okay, so they would know.
Respect
so
to the Canadians, please.
I respect Canadians.
Thank you.
I just wouldn't necessarily think them as like, oh, that's who I'm going to for the rules.
They have beaches in Canada.
They
Jessica.
Do.
The CBC exists.
So we've been asking a lot of our guests of late, Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis here, again from Honest Renovations on the Roku channel. We've been asking, what have we been asking exactly directly,
what
Chris?
What have we been asking?
What Olympic sport do you think you could medal in?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
What do you think you could medal in?
Currently? Like today?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you want to go back to ancient Rome or Greece?
I would like to go back to me as a teenager.
Okay.
Because literally, we were just talking about this last night or the other night.
Like, what would you be good at?
All of the athletes are so young. They've been training their entire lives, but they're only like 20.
Except for the woman who was a VC and she was in venture capital. She started cycling 7 years ago as like a stress release. And now, and she, I think she got gold. Right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a cyclist. 7 years she put in. But then I'm like, first of all, she was built for this. Like, this is.
That helps.
Look,
she must have been built for
this. I'll choose yours. You choose mine.
Oh, I like this. Now that's good. And by the way, if you want, we can also add a different layer to this as well. We had the actor Tony Hale here yesterday, and he chose as an Olympic sport that he could medal in the ability to pick up on somebody's story or insecurity and make it his own.
Oh,
what?
He just made one.
Okay,
you want to go something else?
Yeah.
All right. Jessica Alba, you first. Which is the Olympic sport that you believe Lizzie Mathis would medal in?
First of all, you complain too much when you work out. So that's the only problem.
Facts.
Gold.
Facts.
You would get gold for
that. That is the only problem. Ooh, but if I could reprogram your brain.
Okay.
And if we could have met when we were younger and we could have been, and I could have helped push you and been competitive.
It's interesting that my gold success still rests on you. But go ahead. Continue. Wow. Now we all see what the relationship is. Continue.
There is an eye in Jessica.
If you could have met me younger, reshaped my brain,
I feel like you would
and
have
pushed
been
my gold
amazing,
success.
Amazing, like in hurdles.
Oh.
I think you would have, because you have those long legs. You're built for it.
I ran hurdles.
Naturally, yeah. You feel
so. I would have said hurdles. If I had chose myself, I would have said hurdles. Although,
wow.
Yeah.
Sydney is amazing.
Oh,
Sydney
can't
McLaughlin,
wait to watch
I cannot
it
watch her. It's today. I think.
Is it today? Thursday.
I think
yes.
It's today.
Yes.
So, oh, and it's 888.
She is amazing.
Never mind.
Okay.
Smoking it.
So.
Okay, Jessica.
Yes.
Lizzie Mathis, which is the Olympic
if
sport
I
you believe,
could go
Jessica?
Back,
throw. Don't say.
If I could go back in time and reshape your brain to push you towards goals. gold.
Nice.
Yes. It would be.
What would it be?
I mean, you're not going to like the answer, but I do think that you could do this.
You need to say it now.
Hot dog eating contest?
By the way.
No. Oh, I got one. I got one.
By the way, here on this show, this can help you before you give your answer on the Rich Eisen show. If you say with all due respect to start your answer, you are allowed to be as disrespectful as possible.
Oh my God, I love it. Does that work only on the show?
Yes.
Or does that work across any boundaries?
It's universal, it's universal, but it is just within the construct of this studio.
Here we go.
You start with all due respect, you are free to be as disrespectful as you want.
With all due respect.
Oh my.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's take it back to the honey days, guys. She would go gold in breakdancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't expect that coming, right? I was going to go hiking.
Breakdancing is an Olympic sport this year.
Yeah, breakdancing is this year.
Okay.
You gotta be kidding me.
Come on, man. You literally have 18 like shows up right now of the Olympics right now, and you didn't know.
Breakdancing hasn't cracked like the E Channel or Golf Channel or NBC or Peacock, but at any rate.
Yeah. Breakdancing. This is first year. You could be the first gold winner of breakdancing.
What do you think, Jessica? The honey days.
That's right.
I didn't see that one coming.
I feel like
skateboarding. Because I feel like skateboarding is more along the lines of like I grew up with that skate culture.
She's delusional.
Your Pomona roots.
Yes. Okay. I feel like skateboarding would have been more my vibe. I'm just saying.
Delusional.
Did you skateboard?
No, but I hung out with skateboarders.
She did not skateboard.
I was in love with skateboarders.
She loved
skateboard adjacent?
If it was skateboard culture, she would have been
I think I would have been really good at skateboarding. If I wasn't scared of cracking my skull open.
No, yeah, that's a big thing. That's 99% of it.
The problem with breakdancing. Breakdancing.
You have to go on.
You have to have the left right brain thing move quickly, and mine, I'm slow. The transition from the left to the right, it takes a minute.
Have you ever seen her try to teach me TikTok dances?
That's true.
This is a vibe. If you've ever watched her try to teach me TikTok dances, her whole like left pop, right pop, all that, I would beg to disagree.
Okay. Okay.
So
all right.
You would agree with her choice for you, Lizzie?
Yeah. Okay. She's got that spot
But
on.
Jessica, you tried to switch it up here.
I know better.
Break dancing.
I know better.
That's not bad.
Well, I was on the swim team when I was a kid, and I was the slowest. It's fine. I also did the low dive thing, and I did the back dive, and I never did it straight.
No, that's not a thing.
It was crooked every time.
Yeah, I mean,
I basically did a backflip instead of a back dive.
Should I tell them mine?
Whoa, what's yours?
I've created a new sport called two bounce tennis. So if you give me a second bounce
to get to the ball,
gold medal.
Amazing.
That's great.
And then I will go in the other direction just to see the latest reaction for two new individuals to hear what I'm about to say. I do believe, given an opportunity to play Carlos Alcaraz, I could get one single point off of him.
Wow. Really? I disagree.
Me too. 1,000%.
Well, first of all,
I think he'd ace you the entire time.
Same.
I think the pressure that would build, like in the third set.
I don't think he has any
love,
pressure.
Six love,
I think
four love. He would. He might double fault. And also, wait a minute. I don't know if you ladies are aware of this. I was made aware of this just about 6 weeks ago because I tell everybody this, unfortunately. Okay. That did you know that if you hit your opponent on the fly with a serve, it's your point.
Wow.
So I would kind of like, I kind of, you know, like
I give
lollipop serves that he would crush back and it would be awful and would be ugly. And it, as long as I don't let it affect my ego.
Well, that's the thing.
But I'd bring him in and then I'd even like underhand a couple of them just to feel like he thinks I'm not taking it seriously. Just get him as close as possible.
So that
and then that one shot,
you'd have to be mentally
I would hit him
lethal.
Directly with a bullet.
Oh,
on my serve. It's my point.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. See? I don't know. I think you might have a better chance at table tennis.
No way. No way.
No.
Have you seen?
Yeah. No. They're
oh,
way
they're
too
crazy.
Good.
They're epic.
No.
They're epic. Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. It's
I don't
wild.
Think that? You stand a chance in any of these
I probably
activities.
Wouldn't. Is that your general sense?
Oh, maybe you're a speed walker.
Oh.
Maybe you're a speed walker.
No, because they're very lean and they're they're very
strong. I would just like to say, all the jabs are coming from this side.
No, it's all right.
That's all the jabs there, buddy.
I wouldn't describe myself as very lean either, so
no,
I'm fine.
I think you're a perfect build for a guy with some kids.
Wow, she just gave you dad bod.
That is an honest...
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I have honest reservations.
You do. You do.
Good Lord.
Wow. It's called.
He's over. He will not. It's over.
Brutal. Brutal.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I am cool with it. I'm feeling good about myself. I like my shirt.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you have a really hot wife, so you won.
I've won gold.
Yes.
Really
yes.
But no, I do see the speedwalkers, and there is like apparently a rule that both feet have to be down at the same time in some way, shape, or form.
Is that why it's
That's why they have that swishing.
That's why you see the. Yeah, oh, I don't know if that's the proper term for it.
I'm sure.
But we can call it swishing. Sure.
Fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. And that's our Olympic update. That's why you tune into the Roku channel.
France and Germany tied at 45.
Okay, very good. Hey, thank you for coming on. This is delightful. I didn't even bring up Sauce Gardner.
Oh,
you didn't need to.
Yeah. Wow.
You want to talk about someone who's very lean? No. Listen, Honest Renovations, available for streaming on August 23rd, season 2 on the Roku channel. You can watch season 1 right now on the Roku channel. You've got a 5-episode season with a holiday-themed episode coming later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Come back anytime. Come back anytime. You are welcome anytime. Say hi to everybody for me.
We will.
You got it. Man, oh man. From Mommy and Bee Baby Group to the Rich Eisen Show.
I think I made it.
That's a story. That's a story. At Jessica Alba and at Lizzie Mathis, both on Instagram. You probably are the millions who follow already anyway, but if you're not, give them a follow. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment by keeping you up to date on what they're wearing. Oh, see, they're not naked on the beach volleyball court at all. Look at those shorts. They're covering everything.
Everything.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. I'm sure by now you've all gotten back into your Sunday routines, but they could be even better. With NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get the most live NFL games all in one place, every game, every Sunday, and you can even watch up to 4 different games at once with MultiView, one of my favorite inventions of this decade. It's exactly what you need to catch all the action. Make your Sundays more magical. And also, YouTube TV is great. I got it this year. It's awesome. Sign up now at youtube.com/BS. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
Are you tired of losing your fantasy football league year after year? Lindsay Rhodes, Emmy-winning sportscaster and football analyst, is your new secret weapon on the Believe Fantasy Football Show.
Watch the quarterbacks and his ADP. I think he has massive high-end upside.
Get expert analysis on player rankings.
Wide receiver 22 in fantasy, Cecil Shorts.
That kid can run, so I'm thinking he can have a breakout season this year.
And you can too by searching the Believe Fantasy Football Show. That's BLEAV wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Delightful conversation right there. Delightful conversation.
A lot of laughs.
Did Jessica Alba say, I've got a dad bod? Is that basically what she said in the nicest way? Like, let's just talk about the elephant in the room, guys, let's just talk about it.
I think her direct quote was, you look great for a guy who has a bunch of kids.
Yes.
Right. So yes, dad bod.
And she just said you weren't lean like a typical speed walker.
Yeah, I'm not very. Those guys are very lean.
Yeah,
meaning I'm not very lean. Guilty as charged.
But you've probably never been described as lean in your whole life, I'm guessing.
No, you mean that
not disrespectfully.
But here's the way I'm going to take this, because I need to take it this way so I can sleep tonight.
Got it.
I'm going to take it this way for a guy with 3 kids. 16, 13, and about to be 11.
Very stressful ages.
I think I look great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Right?
That's how you should take it.
I'm quite literally, I don't know if people can notice this, I'll describe it for those who are listening. I'm down 17 pounds from a year ago at this very moment.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't know, speed walk a day.
Imagine if you
Because I'm not very lean. So I'm feeling good.
Imagine if you picked that up, though.
What did she call it? The shimmy? No, she called it swishing. Swishing.
It's like a penguin walk.
I know.
Yeah, bro.
But I do believe you need to have at least, you have to have both feet down at the same time, right?
Yeah, at all times, yeah.
Okay. So I'm feeling good.
You should.
Damn it. The high school version of me right now is dying inside. All right. Connor in Long Island, New York. What's up, Connor? You're on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
What's up, Connor?
I really appreciate you taking my call, and you know, I know how busy this show gets, but I'm a long time listener to the show, first time caller. I'm a big Jets fan. I just wanted to, you know, pick your brain on the current Hassan Reddick situation right now. Ooh. I believe today was day 16 or 17 of his holdout. He's currently demanding an extension in the range of $25 to $28 million. He's about to hit 30 years old. Are you willing to pay a guy like Reddick $25 to $28 million? Personally, I am not. He hasn't shown me anything as a Jet yet.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. First of all, Connor.
You're impressive.
How old are you, Connor?
I'm 13.
Attaboy. Okay. Wow. So I don't know what the Jets cap situation is. But
yes.
So if the Jets have the space in the cap to pay him, I say do it. Aaron Rodgers is not getting any younger, okay. Connor. You know what I mean? Like, this is the Jets. They've made this bed, sir, way back when you were 11. And they decided to go and get Aaron Rodgers. Now's the time. And the only issue is, as you pointed out, he hasn't done anything as a Jet. And there probably are some Jets who have been there a while that are waiting their turn to get paid. And if he gets paid before them, that might create some sort of an issue. But, you know, they're pretty darn fearsome without him. And I would definitely think that the Jets will go ahead and hold off and basically say, we're happy to have you. We need you. We'd like you. And this is what you'll be paid. And if he doesn't want to get paid, then he'll sit at home and watch it happen and watch his bank account go down. You know what I'm saying, Connor? I think the Jets are probably going to take that approach, but they have to, in their heart of hearts, think we are way better with Hassan Reddick. Week one, we've got to get Brock Purdy on his behind. And great way to do it is with Hassan Reddick as opposed to without him. And Aaron Rodgers is not getting any younger, and the window is now. So we got to get him in. That makes sense?
Absolutely, and I completely agree there. I mean, the guy's very talented. He surpassed double-digit sacks the past four seasons. He finished 2022 ranked fourth in Defensive Player of the Year voting, but I really appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I'm not done with you yet, Connor. I'm not done with you. Why are you a Jet fan, Connor?
That bingo.
Why am I a Jet fan? That's a very good question. So I, you know, I was actually born into the fan base. My dad's a big Jet fan, but I actually had a chance to get out of the organization. The 2019 game when Henry Ruggs had that, you know, Greg Williams calls an all-out blitz. Yep. Jets hadn't won a game.
Yep.
Henry Ruggs takes it to the house.
Yep.
My dad goes, Connor, this is going to be a long ride if you want to be a Jet fan. You have a choice. You could either stick with the Jets or choose another team. I go, all right, Dad, I'll sleep on it. Next day, I woke up, I said, Dad, I'm riding with the Jets. Ever since I've been a diehard fan, I actually started my own Jets podcast in December where I actually interviewed Trevor Sikkema yesterday, who was on the show earlier this week.
Connor in Long Island. You know what?
Connor, congratulations.
By the way, the most consequential sleep of your 13-year-old life.
Unbelievable.
At this point, I would think, was there another team?
Yeah,
like, were you considering when you hit the sack
other
that
options.
Night? What were you thinking?
I was just thinking about it, but I was like, hey, I mean, they've been this bad for so long. You know, Rich, it's crazy to think about it. I haven't seen a playoff game in my life. I haven't seen a Jets playoff game in my entire life.
Well,
you
know, I'm 55 and I feel the same way. You know, it's close.
Yes, but I mean, hopefully this year is the year where we can, you know, break that 13-year playoff drought and get into the playoffs with this very talented Jets roster.
Yeah, because no one wants to sit here and say it's Connor's fault. You know what I mean?
You can't have it. Word, Connor.
Connor in Long Island. Connor, you got to call back. Don't lose the number, okay? Let's keep talking. You sound like me when I was bar mitzvah age in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Long Island. That's Connor in Long Island. What a great call that was.
The only way there were podcasts in the early 90s.
His dad gave him an out. His dad said, son.
That's good parenting.
Son, we're giving you an out.
It's good parenting.
I wish he had taken that out.
And he said, dad, let me sleep on it. And he slept.
So who was good in 2019 that he could have just jumped on?
Everyone else?
Yeah, he could have won anyone else.
That was the game where they had to keep losing to get Trevor Lawrence. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
But that was a game where it's just like they got the memo. Let's keep going. No, Greg Williams has got to go sack Derek Carr with every single Jet that's ever played defense from Joe Klecko to whoever else was on the team.
Did you get that memo?
No, Connor did not get the memo.
Wasn't that it? Wasn't that the game? I don't know if I'm conflating.
Well, 2019.
No, the Jets lost. Blew it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they beat the Rams.
Frank Gore. Remember Frank Gore scored?
Yeah.
I'm conflating all the stupid losses.
I think that touchdown got Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame, I think.
This guy. Hour two coming up.
His most memorable moment, honestly, Frank Gore.
You remember that? Remember that? Let's go get Derek Carr with 90 people. Oh, okay. That's a touchdown.
Greg with three Gs.
So this kid had a choice. He had an off-ramp.
I feel bad for him, to be honest.
Okay, exit 16W on the turnpike. 12. He could have taken it.
That was week 12. Oh,
that's the exit he did take, unfortunately, for him.
Okay.
He stayed.
Well, he picked the only team that's actually in. No, they're not.
Well, so, no, that was 2019. No, he said 2019, Rich. So the Jets went 7-9 that year.
Yeah.
But that was a week 12 game against the Raiders where Henry Ruggs got behind.
What year was that?
That was 2019.
2019. Yeah. Okay.
That was the back end of a three-game winning streak.
So he was right. I was wrong about that being the Trevor Lawrence moment.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence was the next year.
That's right.
You know what I admire most about that thing? He said he had a Jets podcast, and he didn't, like, say, hey, Rich, why don't you come on? I feel like maybe we should look him up, and you should go on just because.
Well, he name-drops Trevor Sikkema from earlier in the week.
It's a very impressive young man.
Yeah.
The fortitude and the emotional scars at age 13. Kind of sad.
Right.
Kind of sad.
Why would he do that to himself?
Because he's a fan. And his dad gave him an option, and I gave my kids the option at birth.
You can change teams. TJ grew up in Pittsburgh and rooted for the rival Cowboys.
But I always rooted for the Cowboys. So I didn't switch teams.
But when?
No. He just added 16 other ones.
Yeah.
But no other NFL
not
team.
Not NFL.
That's true.
Only college, man. That's it. Just college.
And basketball.
Well, I've explained myself. There's that. Numerous times.
The youth of America chiming in hour one.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate
I'm not
towards?
Self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.